Port Alexander resident Harmony Garnick bought the dancing girl just 3 weeks ago. It was tied to the transient floats at Eliason Harbor on Saturday afternoon, and she was on her way to check on it. But by the time she got down there, the storm was already doing its damage.
I picked the boat up and set it on the side of the dock some, and then the next waves just came in the boat.
Garnick says her boyfriend was aboard at the time and called her to tell her what was happening.
I had my 2-year-old kid in the car, so I had to sit in the parking lot until somebody came to sit with her before I could go down to the dock because it was blowing 60.
The National Weather Service says peak wind in Sitka reached 63 miles per hour on Saturday. Down near the Cape Decision Lighthouse, peak winds hit 99 miles per hour. And out at the Cape Edgecombe Data Buoy, wave heights topped out at 38 feet. Tom Ainsworth is the meteorologist in charge at the Weather Service's Juneau office. Storms like this are not unusual for November, he says, but this one is noteworthy because it was small and it came straight out of the west.
So it gathered a lot of speed as it came across the open Gulf, and most of the energy of the storm was felt right around Sitka, Sitka South, down to about Cape Decision, with wind speeds between 60 and over 90 miles an hour in that area.
I'm down at Eliason Harbor where the wind has picked up again on this Monday afternoon. You can hear it whistling through some of the rigging. And there's a seagull, several of them actually, flapping their wings pretty hard and not going anywhere. They're just kind of hovering. This wind is only a fraction of what the people who live down here experienced on Saturday afternoon.
It went from, a fairly decent westerly to completely out of control within minutes.
Brian Bach is one of those boat owners. His 24-foot boat, the Viviana, spent the day pitching around and suffered minor damage, including a broken cleat.
All of a sudden, it was a life-or-death situation for a lot of these guys. The dancing girl sunk at the end. I was fighting for my boat, and there were dozens of people that showed up with buoys. You know, my neighbor, Mike Mattingly, was right there with bags. Dave, all kinds of folks were on scene helping out. It was quite a show of just being good neighbors and kind folks.
Video taken by a boat owner in Eliason Harbor shows floats and boats rocking and heaving back and forth as waves pound the harbor. In addition to those tied to the floats, harbor residents reported several boats dragged anchor during the storm. Harbor Department officials spent Monday dealing with the aftermath and could not immediately be reached for a comprehensive total of the damage. Meanwhile, at the end of the transient float, only the dancing girl's trolling poles are above the surface of the water. It's actually sitting a little higher now after divers spent Monday salvaging cannonballs and other items from the vessel. But Garnick says the real recovery work is still ahead.
Just refloat it, get all the electronics replaced, the engine flushed and running, and try again, I guess. Have to take it home. Have to get there someday.
All right. Refloating of the vessel could happen on Tuesday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.